Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
And Father, we ask that you would anoint Londa. Would you just baptize her with the fire of God tonight? And that we would listen. And Holy Spirit, we want to obey you and follow you and just take leadership over this next hour or so. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to start a little differently tonight. When you walk in healing ministry, you really put yourself out there sometimes, and the Lord can. You're always put in a interesting position, because what do you do when you're praying for somebody if they don't get healed? And that's not so not what the message is about tonight, but there's that possibility that you feel strongly and they strongly want healed and you're feeling it and they don't get healed when you pray for them. What do you do with that? Well, so an even more uncomfortable place is when the Lord lays something on your heart. It's called a word of knowledge. And you feel like the Lord's saying, in this case, I feel like there's somebody here with a right shoulder that needs healing. So if you're that person, could you raise your hand? Okay, so just stand up. Those of you that are, there's two? Okay. So see, if nobody would have stood up, I would have been prepared to be, think about being uncomfortable. However, I've gotten enough healing that I'd have been okay with it. So, but there's that possibility, you know? So you're always getting stretched a little bit. But I just want you guys to put your hands out towards them. And touch them if you're close. If not, you don't need to. Just touch them if you're close. And God, we thank you that your word carries power. And when you speak a word, it's done. There's creative power in your word. And so I just, right now, I take authority over those shoulders. And I command healing into it. Speak blessing over the bones, the tissues, the muscles, everything that's involved there. God, we thank you for full range of motion. We thank you that you're a mighty God and that you heal. Jesus, that's part of what you do. And we just love it. We thank you. We thank you that our body, the sufferings in our bodies are important to you. So try out your arm. Move it around. See how it feels. How's it feeling? Any different? Yeah? How's yours feeling? Well, move it the wrong way and see what happens. Well, that's... But it's feeling good right now? And yours is 100% or what? A little bit there? Okay, so what? Yeah, we're going to do it again. So stand back up, Colette. And a couple of you, a couple more healing team, you want to get over there? A what? It's like the shoulder blade. Okay, so we're just going to speak. Her flag arm. So we say no to flag arming issues. Speak strength into that arm and just command that muscle and that shoulder blade to be at peace right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God, we just bless. And the lady back there in the fuchsia, God, we bless her that there is no more surprises, that when she moves her shoulder, that will be completely at peace. That catch has to be gone in Jesus' name. So try it out again, Colette. See what?
Well, the ache is. It's just a solid ache.
So that's gone. Awesome.
Yeah, the aching part is gone.
How's it feel then? Flag again? Awesome. So thank you, Jesus. But, you know, so that's an area I want to grow in. But I would encourage you, when you're at the grocery store, this is something you can take out, and it's healing 101. When you're at the grocery store, at the bank, or out shopping, and you see somebody walking by, and even if you notice they've got crutches or whatever, just go pray for them if you feel like it. You know, stretch yourself a little bit. Because God loves showing up in grocery stores or wherever. You know, he's got healing and travels. So take him with you and exercise that, just that everybody can heal. Everybody can pray healing over somebody. There's gifts of healing, which is a greater anointing, but everybody can pray for healing. I want to talk to you tonight about Lord's really been laying on my heart a lot what Dave talked about already is the heart and heart issues. And I ran across this scripture that really is a good picture of what goes on with our hearts. And it's in Hebrews 13, 10 through 16. It's talking before this right here, it's talking about being a Jew or a Christian, you know, how the Jews do their worship in the temple and their sacrifices. And so, but we're Christians are no longer called a Jew under the law. And so it's making a distinction here between what our altar looks like before Christ and after Christ. And so he says, so he's talking about us, we have an altar from which those who serve and worship in the tabernacle have no right to eat. So he's talking about those that are under the law because they haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So they have no right at the altar of Christ. For when the blood of animals is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin, the victim's bodies are burned outside the limits of the camp. So they would sacrifice the animal and then take the blood, drain the blood out, and then take the animal out, the carcass outside the camp to be burned. Therefore, Jesus also suffered and died outside the city's gate in order that he might purify and consecrate the people through the shedding of his blood, his own blood, and set them apart as holy for God. So Jesus suffered and died outside the city gate, just like the animals did. It's very much the same. And that animal represented the sin. He represented payment for sins, right? So that animal represented that. And likewise, Christ was our payment for sins. And he likewise was taken outside the city. It says, then let us go forth from all that would prevent us to him outside the camp at Calvary, bearing the contempt and abuse and shame with him. The camp, if you look throughout history, as soon as they started building cities or towns, or you would have a lord or a king or a whatever name they called the ruler of that area, they would build a wall around his house or the city, and they would go outside the city to farm then or do their whatever they needed to outside the city. But the wall was a wall of protection. Just about every society in every nation had those. And so it didn't matter how big, you know, when it started out as little rock walls or whatever. It was meant as a form of protection. And then they got bigger and more stronger and thicker as the years went by and people had more ability, more knowledge to build those walls. But every kingdom, every lord had those walls. Every fort, even in the West, in our own history of the U.S., we would build walls around our fort when they were vulnerable in vulnerable places. And so that wall, that when it says, let us go forth from all that would prevent us to him outside the camp, that camp is our heart. And those walls are the walls of protection that we put up. It's self-protection. Our hearts, every one of us have done this from the time we were little, in order to protect ourselves and keep people. So I got this picture of we put our walls of protection up, and there's men outside the wall trying. And this is actually what happens in real life. Men would be outside of the wall shooting arrows or cannons or whatever guns, whatever form of ammunition they had, battering rams or whatever, and try to knock down those walls. We do the same thing with our heart. We build up these thick walls, and they look like different things. And some of them look like a bunch of shields lined up, or it can be a bunch of swords, you know, or whatever. It looks like armor of some sort, or thick walls. I've had people describe it as literally a thick brick wall, as high as they can see and as long as they can see, either way. And because they get a prophetic picture of what it looks like. Everybody's done it. And God's asking us, Jesus is asking us, if you want healing, if you want me, because he's going to stand outside that wall and he's going to be knocking, right? He doesn't force entry, even past your woundedness. If there's a place in your heart where you don't want the Lord in, where it's too painful, or you don't trust him, or you can't believe that he's going to be able to heal that place, or for whatever reason, he's out there just gently knocking. He doesn't get out the bows, and he doesn't do anything aggressive. He's gentle. And as long as you have that wall up, so what he's saying here is come outside the wall and meet me there. When we can go outside the wall, what happens is we go outside of our selfishness, because selfishness is what's placed that there. Self-protection, self-preservation, self-elevation, self-whatever it is, self-comfort. And when we go outside of that and we meet him in his place of, it says, bearing the contempt and abuse and shame with him. When we let Jesus have those things are, when we identify with him there, then what happens is we begin to die. Our flesh begins to die because we're willing to take it outside the camp and give it up and identify with the shame and suffering of Christ. And in that place, then death of selfishness begins to happen. But Jesus was also resurrected outside the camp. And so our resurrection, we begin to identify with him in resurrection. There's an exchange that happens outside the camp. And we need to be willing to be vulnerable and go outside the camp and meet him there. Says, for we have no permanent city. I don't think you have, or maybe you do. We have no permanent city, but we are looking for the one which is to come. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. So remembering his sacrifice and praising him for it. And because without it, we have no chance. We are truly dependent on going outside the camp and meeting him there. And I feel like I feel like the Lord is wanting to break down those walls. He's wanting to get to the soft part of your heart. We make our hearts hard so they don't feel. I was like major stuff it person. I rejected getting hurt as much as anybody I've ever met in all that I do. I do a lot of inner healing with people, and I have for a long time. I could stuff emotion and avoid getting hurt as with the best of them. And so therefore, I was not only could I not express pain very well or being hurt, I would also not be able to express joy. Not that I was a grouchy person, but I would tell my husband, I feel flatlined, like I have no emotion. And I sort of was like that a lot. That felt safe to me, if I could be right there. And but when I started going outside the camp, and Jesus started letting him into those soft places it starts breaking down those bricks, and the opening gets wider and wider, and so the passage becomes easier, accessible, and you begin to trust him more. He's faithful, and he's guards your heart. So what I've done is made that complete exchange, and he has brought life to my heart that I didn't know was there, joy that I have never experienced before. I have an excitement of future, which I didn't, kind of was afraid to hope for. It's like everything about my outlook on life has changed. Who I thought I was, I so am not. And where I thought I was going, I'm so not even in my wildest imagination would have thought I'm going where I know I'm going now. If that makes sense. It's like we have no clue what's hidden within us because we're so covered up with shields and bricks and walls and things to self-protect. And God wants in there. Because you know what? As long as we have those walls up, it holds everything, every lie the enemy has ever told you, every wound, every spear that's ever been able to breach that wall and get into that heart, it holds those in there, and they can't get out. So those things become infected, and they fester, and it can't get out. There's no way to get out, and Jesus can't come in. So those walls have to come down. And so the way that we begin to open those up is a little scary at first. It takes being vulnerable. The Lord asks us to be vulnerable and just trust him. But so we start taking things to him, and we start laying down the bricks and the walls, and so they look like things like anger. It'd be all negative thoughts. It'd be anger, resentment, bitterness. It'd be selfishness, pride. It will be hurt, unforgiveness, all those things. And if you just start taking those one by one and asking Jesus to help you take those bricks, start giving those bricks to him. So take anger. Anger is, there's a lot of benefit. We feel a lot of benefit to being angry. Anger makes a person feel powerful and in control. And so nobody can get too close, and they can control their environment so they feel safe. It does a lot of things like that. A lot of benefit that you feel when you hold anger. But it's a negative benefit. So if you look at it and that's a brick you want to get rid of or a section of wall that you want, that's probably a section of wall that you want to get rid of, set that before the Lord and ask him to help you get behind that anger and see what you're feeling there, because anger really is just a presenting, it's a secondary emotion. It's not even the primary emotion. You're going to feel, I'm angry because I feel. You feel what? I feel betrayed, or I feel unloved, or I feel unworthy, or I feel, it'd be something like that. There's something, there's always something behind anger. If you find that, lay that on the altar and let Jesus speak to it. Just say, I feel unloved and betrayed here. As a little 5-year-old or whatever, just, you don't even have to get a memory. Just, what do you want me? What do you want me to know? What do you want to teach me about me right here? What do you want to say to my heart right here? Let him speak to your heart. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. What we don't understand is this has all been done for us already. There's no reason for the walls. There's no reason for us to have a wall around our camp, because it's already been done by Jesus. It's already, if you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, if you have invited him into your heart, it's done. But we keep the walls up because we still feel. We feel, and the negative things that we feel seem like truth to us. And they're really, that doesn't determine your truth. Truth is, Jesus has set you free. And so what you present yourself to, or what you believe, is what you're going to feel. So if you believe those negative things, if you believe you're unworthy, or that you're stupid, or you're whatever, if you believe it, then it's going to feel like truth to you. That's the way it works. And in reality, Jesus has paid for that. And it is not true. You are righteous in God's eyes. You are in right standing before the Lord, but you have to believe it and walk in it. Does that make sense? You guys getting this? It's like what you believe, you empower. So you want to side with righteousness. You want to look at Jesus and say, thank you, Lord. I am not those things. And let him tell you who you are. You have to learn to listen. You have to learn to listen. How many of you, do you all feel like you know how to hear the Lord? Awesome. He speaks in many ways. And so invite him to speak to you. When you get those negative feelings, just say, just own it. This is what I'm feeling. What do you want me to know? And let him give you an exchange. Let him turn that around and give you the truth. Don't think, well, he's going to say this. Or if I were Jesus, I would say this to me. Or don't start telling yourself what you think he's going to say or what you think truth is, because you've done that for a lot of years. And we don't have that creative power. We don't believe ourselves. That's what I announced. Seriously, we don't believe ourselves. Even when we know that we know truth, it doesn't register as truth to us, because we know us. But when the Lord says it, even if he says the very same thing that we just would have thought, when he says it, there's creative power behind his words. And that creative power takes the lie and changes it to a truth, and that will feel totally different to you. So I no longer stuff my feelings. I don't need to. And it's okay to feel. And the negative feelings, they don't last. They like go in and out the back door, you know, because you're human and you're going to feel it, but you don't need to keep it because it's not the truth. So practice doing that. I encourage you to practice. That's my default now. I've done it so crazy for so long that it is truly my default. If I get a negative feeling, I will, as soon as I recognize it, I will go to the Lord with it. Trouble with me is I don't always recognize it, and that's that habit of stuffing it. I don't always recognize it, but He's faithful. He gives it to me in a dream or a prophetic word, or the thought will come to me, and then I have to search, and am I really feeling that? Yep. And so then I can give it to Him. So he finds a way to get around my old habits of not feeling. And I've given Him permission to waken that up in me, and He is. But we're process, so enjoy the process. Because it doesn't happen overnight. But in the process, you grow and you learn and you draw to Him. It's amazing. I'd then like to invite the music. There you are. We're going to start with when it says, by His wounds you've been healed. That's total healing. Spiritual, physical, and emotional. Jesus paid for everything. He didn't leave anything out on the cross. And we can walk in that redemptive power. That is truth right there. You can walk in the redemptive power of the cross. It was for you. It's personal, and it's for every one of you. I'd like the healing team to come up here. And Chris, you had a word of knowledge. We're just going to, some of us are going to start giving words of knowledge. But we'd like you to come forward if you want prayer for anything, any reason, to come forward for prayer. We'll pray for you. We just want to celebrate Jesus tonight. Have a little fun. And so you had.
Before the service started, I saw, I believe I saw a man with black shoes and kind of a real serious look, expression on his face, really wanting to encounter God. And I don't know whether that person is here. I've not been looking at shoes, so I couldn't tell you. And maybe it's a woman. But the Lord wants to encounter you and is inviting you, as Londa would say, outside the camp, outside your camp, because that's where you'll find the Lord. And so if that fits your description, then I'd like to pray with you. And I suppose if you don't have black shoes and would like prayer for the same, come on up.
You guys have anything? So if you guys could stand, and we're just gonna start praying. If you want prayer, I also hear the word hopeless. If you're feeling hopeless, sometimes life sets us in that place where we feel like I don't know my way out of this one. Or nothing ever goes right, or whatever. Just come on forward. We want to pray for you.
The hopeless, but also that you have been left kind of like just an empty space, left on your own, that you're by yourself, like you're, like God doesn't even see you. You are unseen and you've been forgotten about. And even left just whatever is part of you, you've kind of been left just to die. And the parts that's left of you, that the enemy is able just to take bites out of you and chunks out of you, that you are feeling that there's nothing left of you. I've just been feeling that all night, that there's that you are not forgotten and you're not unseen. And I would love to pray with you if there's somebody like that.
Now, if that's you, it's important that you come, because when the person gets the word, it's like a direct, they hear that directly from the Lord, and when it comes out from them to you, it will accomplish what the word is sent to do. Does that make sense? So if either don't be shy, if either of those words fit you, or that you feeling that, you need to come up, because it's important. Anybody else have anything? So I'm just also hearing ankles. If you have trouble with your ankles, come on up. And for any reason, if nobody wants prayer tonight, it's going to be a short night. If you want prayer, it's an opportunity for healing. Come on, all the way up to the front. If you feel like your walk with the Lord is dry right now, like there's no excitement or life to it, you're kind of in a dry spell, you want that woke up, just come on up. Hearing the word, it's like unimportant or insignificant, less than, be that kind of thing, that you feel like you're just not of value, you have little value, you're just feeling like there's nothing for you. Everybody else gets picked but you. If that's you, just come on up. while they're praying, I feel like the Lord just corporately, He wants to fellowship with you. He wants you to draw into friendship with Him. He wants you to walk with Him as a friend and fellowship with Him. He thinks of you that way. And he wants you to walk with Him that way in friendship, fellowship. So if you want prayer for anything else, just come on up and we'll pray.
We're just going to let the worship team just worship a little bit, and we're just going to really turn this into an atmosphere. I really feel the same things that have been spoken out. God wants to fill His people. He's drawing us to Himself right now. There's a day coming when where God is going to fill us so powerfully with His presence. And right now he's being very gentle, but He wants to fill His people. He's drawing His people. So if you feel stirred at all for any reason, feel free to come. But we're just going to, if you need to leave, feel free to do that as well. You're dismissed. But we're going to just for the next 10 minutes or so turn this into an atmosphere of worship and prayer. So Father, bless Your people right now. Lord, if there's anybody else in this room that You desire to touch, would You just grab them right now and just bring them forward. And just bless Your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh.